like we gotta call 911, but who do you call when it's your own government attacking?
Before we start this video, let me explain something. I'm making this video much to the detriment of my YouTube channel. This video will never be monetized. This video will probably end up my channel being terminated. But currently, right now, we are facing something that the Constitution spoke about. Enemies both foreign and domestic. People have a hard time believing that, but I swore an oath to that, and many of you did as well. So you should probably listen to what I'm saying, because I'm going to explain some things to you that the mainstream's talking about right now that should be glaringly obvious. We are living in a world where the government is committing treason, and people don't seem to see the forest for the trees. It might be time to wake up.
An example, he says, of a partnership stopping a smuggling operation right here in the state. This is video of the Sebastian Inlet Border Patrol.
They had drugs, they had night vision gear, and were boating very recklessly, which would potentially...
What was happening in the Senate Intel Committee yesterday, they heard from all six Intel chiefs about worldwide threats. And you don't have to look any further than our southern border, because the director of the FBI said bad people coming in. In fact, they've got information that certain smugglers with connections to ISIS have tried to get people in the country. Listen
to this. Recently, the United States government has accused the Chapitos of producing and smuggling a lethal drug that has caused a public health crisis in America. Fentanyl.
Say this openly, but we know they, from this FBI testimony, among other sources, they have placed Trojan horses in our power grid, in our water system, you know, the ground links that go up to satellites. These are not often protected, so encrypted data there can be blocked by the Chinese. They're kind of warning everybody, don't make trouble on Taiwan, because if you do, while you're busy with Iran and the Red Sea and the Houthis, we will attack Taiwan with either a blockade or missile strikes or something even more serious like the Normandy landing. This is very scary, especially when we found out, Rachel, I think you covered this, we found out that the Chinese spy balloon was using an American internet provider to send burst transmissions encrypted back to China, what they were finding around our nuclear facilities. China has built 100 nuclear weapons, according to the Pentagon, in the past year. No one else is building nuclear weapons like that. So this is all part of a big pattern, Rachel. You've covered it very well.
First of all, let me say that we don't use the term illegal immigrants. I actually issued a policy in the Department of Homeland Security. We use the term non-citizen to respect the dignity of every individual as a preliminary.
Stream of immigration. Non-stop. Non-stop. Folks like me who were Caucasian of European descent, for the first time in 2017, will be in an absolute minority in the United States of America. Absolute minority. Fewer than 50% of America. Absolute minority. Absolute minority. Fewer than 50% of the people in America from then and on will be white European stock. That's not a bad thing. That's a source of our strength.
Exactly. That's the source of our strength. This is a video I did not want to make. I had another video on the Hoover Dam in Lake Mead all ready to go. But let me remind you, our country right now is literally being flooded with military-aged men, 8 million illegals, even though the Department of Homeland Security said we can't call them that anymore. I'm still going to call them what they are. 8 million illegals have been brought into the United States over the last 3 years, and many of them, and I have eyewitnessed this personally, this isn't from the media, many of them are being brought in by the government, put on buses, and spread all over the United States. And as you can see, this young fellow right here is thanking the government for doing that by jumping up on a flagpole in New York City to rip things down. And if that wasn't bad enough, it's ending up. We've got prostitutes and illegals on every block in New York City completely trashing the place. Absolutely every place you look, there are illegals. It's just insane. It's absolutely insane that people do not see this for what it is. Your government has turned on you. This is treason. We're sending money to every other country in the world to protect their borders, and yet our borders are now wide open. And Florida is now involved in the mix. Florida is now being flooded with Haitian angry immigrants, and they're all coming. Now, with all that being said, as many times as I've warned you, as many times as they have warned you, someone else has thrown his hat into the arena. And this is a very calculated time for this particular superstar to get involved in the entire mix. There's a thing called the revelation of the method, where evildoers have to tell people that they're doing evil to them, because it brings up complied consent. They show you what they're doing, and denial, mainstream media, your hopes and dreams, every other thing pops up and blocks out what's right in your face. But they've shown you what they're doing. I explained that with the movie Civil War that's coming this spring. And I've showed you that with the movie by Barack and Michelle Obama called Leave the World Behind, where they lay it out perfectly. No other president and his wife have ever produced a movie that shows the entire decimation of the United States using all the new technology around us right now, as they have. And people still don't see it coming. In preparation for watching this video, I came across a YouTuber called Jesse on Fire. It's a combat sports channel, but he recently defended the Leave the World Behind, saying it was a great movie and that the Obamas didn't try to make white people look bad. Well, Jesse, you need to change the channel, because you ain't picking up what they're putting down whatsoever at all. The white people were angry and unprepared. The black people had all the answers. Not that that can't happen in real life, but it was just funny that the Obamas did it. I'm not sure if you noticed, but Michelle Obama's a slight bit racist. Just putting that out there. At any rate. Before I jump into Ryan Garcia, Jake and Logan Paul, Mike Tyson, and every other wacky thing that's happening right now in the mainstream, let me just mention one thing. In the comment section, somebody said, "I can't believe you've gone right-wing conspiratorial." Well, some of us figured out that the right and left wing were all part of the same bird, bringing us to the same conclusion, which is the destruction of America. I've actually traveled the country, gone to all these hot spots in person and videotaped it, and watched illegals being brought in by Border Patrol, put on buses, and sent to all the largest cities in the United States, where they're put up in hotels for 3 to 7 months at a time, given $10,000 a month on credit cards, allowed to drive without licenses, and apparently the American laws don't apply to them in any way, because we've got migrants, illegals, killing, raping, and assaulting people with zero recourse. Nothing's happening. Do you know why that is? Because they're not coming in for votes. They're coming in as an army. And that's exactly what it looks like, and that's exactly what it is. I don't know what else to tell you. I don't know how else to stress this to you. And now suddenly the mainstream is pushing the narrative that immigrants are way less likely to commit crimes than U.S. people. I mean, really? After all the hell that's breaking loose all over the United States right now with these people, the mainstream is pushing this narrative. And of course, those darn Christians, those imbeciles that believe in God Almighty, they're the ones saying this is a crisis. It's an influx. It's an influx that's costing taxpayers hundreds of millions per month, while the national debt skyrockets. But nothing to see here, folks. It's all good. And don't forget, as long as you don't belong in this country, if you do something violent to somebody, don't worry about it. We'll cover the bill. We'll get you a good lawyer. Better call Saul. And then, of course, when you talk to real people, you find out the truth. They're bringing in all of the worst people from other countries. They're not coming here and knocking on our door and asking to come in. They're being flown in by your government. Do you understand what's happening? Well, maybe this will shed a little light on it. Other than that, I don't know what else to do. And every single minute that passes, our government sells us out even more. Suddenly, the Supreme Court has decided undocumented immigrants have the right to own guns because it violates their Second Amendment rights. It violates their Second Amendment rights, and yet they're not citizens. Do you see what I'm saying here? These people are getting away with murder, literally, and now our government wants them to carry guns because we don't want to infringe on their rights. even though they are illegals. How much more do you need to see before you understand what's really going on here? You know what I'm saying? So let's move on to the point of this video. Recently, a very famous, very wealthy young man named Ryan Garcia, who's a boxer, is getting ready for an enormous fight on 4/20, April 20th. And for some reason, instead of doing the usual boxing promos and everything else, he's gone this route, which is really odd.
I came here to talk, not as I'm frantic or chaotic or whatever, you know, people may assume that I am, mentally ill. What did they say? I'm going through a manic episode or whatever they came about to try to make what I was saying, which was the truth, seem like it was a lie. They're trying to create confusion within the people to make it seem that anything I said was a lie. Everything I said was the truth. And with that being said, I am going to now enter this live with prayer.
So there you go. There's a 25-year-old boxer whose net worth is $20 million. He claims it's over $1 billion, but that's neither here nor there. And he's also explaining that he is in his right mind. He is not having a manic episode. He is not dependent on drugs. He is not being forced to say the things that he's saying, etc. And the reason he's trying to stress all these things is because in the last couple of weeks, he's been saying things like this to anybody that will listen. And as it turns out, the first person to listen was Andrew Tate. Just recently released from a Romanian prison, Andrew Tate and Ryan Garcia got on a live stream, and this is what Ryan Garcia had to say. And it's crazy. And here's one other thing. Ryan Garcia says that God spoke to him, that he is with God. Remember that.
Yo, Andrew.
Hey, bro. All right, talk to us.
Bro, I don't give a... Bro, they held me down and they made me watch little kids get raped. I don't give a f*** anymore.
Where?
Bro, they f***ing took me to the f***ing woods, bro, and they tied. I'm not f***ing joking, bro. I have f***ing proof, bro. I don't give a f***. Bro, I will show you every f***ing video you could ever f***ing believe. Bohemian Grove is real. They f***ing tied me down and they made me watch, dog. I absolutely don't give up anymore. Yes, I lost it. They're raping little kids.
He doesn't want to take us all, so let's go.
Come on,
Ryan. He doesn't
want to
take us.
Come on, bro. It's dude.
Who?
Bro, you know the higher elites, bro. You already know who they are, bro.
You know the path you're going down is dangerous, my friend.
I don't give up. They can't touch me. I'm a god.
Well, that's the first point of contention, because I care about you a lot, and I can assure you from my own personal experience that they can touch you, which is
bro,
the worst.
Bro, no, they
it.
Can't, bro. All right, so come touch me.
You have proof of these things? You have proof of this on your phone?
Yes, of course I do. What are you talking about? For if Alex could get a video from the Bohemian Grove, of course I could.
Well, I have to be careful what I say because I'm in the middle of a judicial process right now.
You want me to get you out of it? I can help.
Well, bro, my door gets kicked in if I say what I'm thinking.
Okay, well, I can help you get out of it if you want. I know people.
Well, tell everyone at home then. Start from the beginning. When did this happen? Where did this happen? What exactly did you see? Why have you tweeted the things you've tweeted? Let people at home understand you a little bit.
Because I don't give a... Oh, they raped me, right? I was 2 years old. They raped me. I have proof of that, too. That's where it all started, bro. Okay?
You do know there's going to be certain people who believe, and I'm, Ryan, you know, I like you. We've been speaking for years. You know there's going to be people who believe you're just saying this because you've, I don't know, had a mental breakdown or taken drugs and you're repeating
some of the
things you've said on the internet. And so they're going to not believe you unless you come
at
it very
drug
coherently.
Test, Andrew, I'll go to Romania and take a drug test in front of your face.
Bro, you don't want to come here. You don't need Romanian jail. It's bad for your fight camp. But I'm just asking, like, you're going to have to tell a far more coherent story from start to finish for people to truly understand that what you're saying happened is what you saw, and that this is not some sort of episode or anything else. This is my advice to you as a brother. I'm trying to make it, if you want people to believe you, you're going to have to come along and explain from the absolute beginning exactly how it happened, who was involved, how you got there, what car you were in, where you were standing, everything.
Of course they're going to want that, and I have all the information possible.
Okay, so when are you releasing it? How are you releasing it? Or are you keeping it for yourself? Because it looks like you don't want to keep it for yourself.
I don't. At the right time, I'm going to release all of it, but at the right time, I'm going to do it. They're already calling me to tell me to stop. I don't give a fuck, dude. I've already had a meeting with them. I'm going to let you sit with that, Andrew.
All right, bro. Well, I want you to know that either way, I'm praying for you, and I hope that...
Thank you, bro.
You know, and I mean
I don't give a fuck, bro. And Alex Jones has been saying the same shit, and they try to... The only reason they can't stop me because they listen to the devil. I listen to God. God gave me authority. It's over for everybody, bro.
Okay, so what you just heard was really strange. It was really, really strange. This kid, Ryan Garcia, is not only a professional boxer, a winning professional boxer, but he's huge on social media. On Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, he has tens of millions of followers. So people listen to him. And for him to suddenly come out and start talking about being abducted, tied up at Bohemian Grove, forced to watch people assaulting and murdering children is crazy. Is it completely out of left field? Well, no, actually. Because for years, for an entire decade, we were talking about Jeffrey Epstein and nobody listened. And then suddenly...
Have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Yes.
What?
Two counts. One, soliciting prostitution and procuring a minor for prostitution.
So this topic that he's talking about isn't new. We've been talking about this for 15 years. But the fact that all of a sudden, with an enormous fight on the horizon coming up April 20th, this kid comes out of left field and starts talking about all this stuff. Now, how in the world does this guy... Logan Paul, Jake Paul, how does any of this tie into what I started this video about with our country being flooded with illegal immigrants that are getting every single constitutional right that we're supposed to have, but they're really getting them in the downfall of our country? Well, I'll get to that, okay? I'll get to that. This is a big topic, so it's going to take a little bit, but bear with me, or don't. Right now, there is an enormous cabal, a group of elitist, wealthy people that run everything. And they have been using the last few years to steadily drain all the money out of your wallet, your savings account, your IRAs, your property, etc., and put it into their bank accounts. And if you don't understand that, I don't know what to say. But Ryan Garcia is bringing this all to the forefront, but what he's doing is... He's bringing all these topics up, claiming he has proof, but has no proof at all. He's simply going through the long laundry list of the top conspiracy theories and bringing them to the forefront, and he's interjecting children. Children. Now, that's what pulls on people's heartstrings. That's what gets people paying attention. And with his massive social media bringing Jake and Logan Paul into the mix, there's a lot of people that are distracted. Well, distracted from what? Well, things like this. The NationalDebtClock.org's website has been up for years and years, and I've referenced it in numerous videos going all the way back to when the national debt was only $11 trillion. But if you go to the National Debt's website and click on this secret window, a strange thing occurs. It's basically telling you their plans. Now, for whatever reason, they're going back to the old days where Confucius says, "The world wasn't ruled by men and laws, it was ruled by signs and symbols." When you go to the National Debt Clock and click on that secret window, this pops up. What the hell is this? Well, it's turn on to the new kingdom, and it's showing the path of the eclipse that's coming on April 8th. The same eclipse that, after all the eclipses I've seen in my almost 60 years on Earth, they're suddenly telling you to do this. Schedule all your appointments early. Have cash on hand. Have communication plan with family and friends and expect traffic delays. Why would any of that even be an issue? It's a simple eclipse. The moon is passing in front of the sun, casting a shadow on Earth. Well, as of today, the national debt clock shows exactly what I've been warning about in symbols. Once again, look at this. When you click on it today, it's showing the Fed and the Money Factory, and it's showing somebody pulling the plug, which would explain why they're telling you to have communication plans with family and friends, have cash on hand, etc., etc., etc. These guys have warned us. We've got experts warning us that China has Trojan horses built into our electrical grid and our water supply. They're aware of these Trojan horses, but hey, what can be done? What can be done if China knocks out the lights while we suddenly flooded the country with 8 million, at least, people that don't belong here, and most of them are military-age fighting men. Many of them are affiliated with terrorist groups, quote-unquote, and many of them are now allowed to carry weapons, and they're being financed or allowed to drive by the government. So what does all this have to do with anybody on social media like Garcia, the Paul brothers, etc.? It's a distraction. Between Jake Paul, Logan Paul, Ryan Garcia, and all the shenanigans going around, the internet is focusing on that and that alone. And it's focusing on that in big numbers. And it's not paying attention to the things that they're putting out every single solitary day, like this. The NationalDebtClock.org is run by the Durst Corporation, who also manage One World Trade Center in the middle of New York City, which is currently on the verge of going bankrupt because of being a quote-unquote sanctuary city, being overrun by migrants, being flown in by your own government. Do you see what's going on here? Does it all start to make a little bit of sense right now? I have never seen them hype anything like April 8th in my life. It's an eclipse. Or is it? You know what I mean? It's unbelievable that all these things are in motion all at this one particular time. It's an enormous distraction. Ryan Garcia, with his career and his massive social media platforms, has people that work with him, that work for him, to make sure that he doesn't tarnish or destroy his image. He's talking like a crazy person right now because he's claiming every conspiracy theory that's ever existed has happened to him and he can prove it. And yet, he never proves it. He just continues to talk about it and someone's allowing this to occur. Things like this. This is insane.
Telling the truth, bro. You guys cannot be going around spilling lies to children and literally putting children's lives at risk and then walking around like everything's okay, dog.
So what was said today that was a lie? That was a lie. What came out on Impulsive that was a lie?
Well, you just said you started off by saying Ryan is going through an episode, manic.
I believe that you're going through an episode, Ryan. I do believe that.
Okay.
I'll tell you why, and I'll say it respectfully. Okay.
It's fine.
The amount of things that you're claiming to have proof on,
yes,
to me seems not plausible. Okay. You just said that you have proof from nurses that there's cyanide in Prime. You just said that.
No.
Okay, so you just heard him talking with one of the representatives from the Impulsive podcast, which is owned by Jake Paul. Ryan Garcia is making all these unfounded accusations, and then he's dragging in some of the biggest social media stars there are. I hate to say it, but Jake and Logan Paul have sold their souls, and they're selling your children all sorts of terrible things. But claiming that this Prime Energy drink has cyanide in it draws everybody in, and it's doing it. It's working like a charm. The entire internet has been a Twitter, a buzz about this for the last 3 weeks or so. Ryan's been tapped to do his job. He is literally distracting everybody from everything that's going on. Our country's being flooded. Major cities that are sanctuary cities are being destroyed, and nothing can be done. Nothing can be done. Every single solitary day, the illegals, they don't belong in this country, even though your government flew them in or helped accommodate them to get in, are now being given your constitutional rights, even though they're illegals. That's what this kid is doing. Whether he knows it or not, I don't know how that all works out. But what he's saying, it's absolutely founded in truth. You know what I mean? 490,000 kids go missing out of the United States a year. That's 9,800 children missing from every state every year. If there were that many children organically being stolen by an unbelievable amount of ne'er-do-wells, you'd bump into a dead body once in a while, and you don't, because of things like Epstein Island, a conspiracy theory that we told you about 10 years ago, and now it's a Netflix show because it was true. You know what I'm saying? Did you ever notice that the president, when Joe Biden was put into office, I said he is being placed in office as a direct reflection of the power of the United States. Old, feeble, has no idea what's going on, etc., etc. He's a laughingstock. The president is supposed to exude power. Do you see what I'm saying? And even Vladimir Putin has come out and said the same things as Ryan Garcia. I'm not doubting any of that. What I'm doubting is the timing. He has literally got the entire internet looking the other direction, while meanwhile, the powers that be continue to move forward and warn us the entire time. They're going to take down the United States, and it's starting to look like April 8th, they're going to knock out the lights, the internet, the electricity, and everyone's just going to say, oh, it was China. It was China. What can be done? Do you see what I'm saying? They're setting us up to absolutely pull the plug. And just imagine all the people on their medications, all the people that are addicted to the internet, all the people that don't know what to do outside of their house. Imagine the effect that this is going to have. They have warned us over and over and over, and I have warned you over and over and over, much to my own detriment, because people just laugh and call you a right-wingist and all this. There is no right. There is no left. It's political theater. They've warned you in every conceivable way. If you want to know more about Bohemian Grove, I did a video on it a couple of years ago. I'll leave links below. We're at the end of our rope here, and people don't even see it because of distractions like this. This is what they do. At any rate, I'm out.